And this was the word of the Lord. Suadero Saturday. And may all of you have a very happy day.
What should this chief be wrong?
You see?
Caribbean community calls the need for the meeting to be inclusive with the participation of all the members of the Philippines. This information came through a communication issued by the CARICOM Secretariat and the information of the meeting of the Council of Foreign Community Relations. In addition to urging an end to the U.S. blocking of Cuba, the conclave commended the preparation of the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of relations between Cuba and CARICOM for a high-level meeting on December 8th. The commemoration highlights our personal relations with our neighbors, with whom it provides scholarships for students and friends, doctors and nurses. Apart from examining the UN other issues related to the foreign relations, the Caribbean countries did not want to avoid the arrangements to the ninth summit of the America scheduled for Los Angeles next June. The convening tour will be part of the European Federation in charge of State Department officials involved the White House to use the reduction of federal government as a foreign leader and announcing the explosion in the Prince and General Conference. Also, I think the response to Washington's plan was provided by the Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who stated that he would not attend the summit for the execution of the electoral system.
Prison population. This number has been roughly 5% of the world's population. The U.S. is nearly 25% of the world's prison population.
And while nearly half of all prisoners in the United States were convicted of non-violent offenses, the real criminals, the ones who crash the world financial system and put millions of people out of work,
the ones who make hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of their workers and literally die on the job, they're the criminals.
Joe Biden says the Cuban government should respect peaceful protesters, but the cops in this country spent the last year fighting peaceful protesters for protesting racism and police brutality.
In just the first week of protests, over 10,000 people were arrested.
People are also criticizing medical shortages in Cuba,
as if medical care is so accessible here.
Just 7% of declared bankruptcies in the United States are related to medical care.
Who the hell is the United States to criticize Cuba when 54% of adults in this country can't read at a sixth grade level?
There are 17 million vacant homes in America despite widespread homelessness.
We have the worst COVID response in the entire world.
I mean, Cuba literally has a higher life expectancy than us.
So the U.S. government is attacking Cuba because they care about poverty and repression.
The economically strangled attack Cuba because a socialism relies on succeeding.
People in the United States have no reason to support capitalism.
The rich want the hundreds of millions of poor Americans to fear Cuba and cash socialism because they're distracting the fact that the rich are the ones really robbing them.
States has been acting. Something really changed.
opposed and dignified decision of the countries that have raised their voices against the decisions of the Senate of the Americas. I wish to emphasize that we share the position of the leaders of the region who have firmly demanded that all must be united in terms of equal rights. Under this condition, and due to the attitude maintained by the government of the United States, I can assure you that in no case we will not offend the Senate of America, and that as a country that has happened in the past, we are certain you are presenting to the Cuban boys who will be part in the Senate of America.
Video footage and experts have said that the young man was shot in the back of the head by the police force. This is yet another